Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. We are back in the limelight. Yes, we are. Really excited because I've got a good Italian friend coming in, and you know how I love my Italians. But with that having been said, I am going to remind you that this interview can be seen now, not only on all of the social channels, but we're going to be on Roku, Amazon TV, Apple TV. We're going to be on Google Play, Daily Motion, back on YouTube, of course, and then there are about 100 other smart TV apps where you'll be able to see this video. We can hear the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, Podbean. We're everywhere. We love being everywhere. I do want to remind everybody also that PressReader is now going to be hosting our digital magazine. Our last digital magazine is In the Limelight with Clarissa. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur, with my good friend Orazio Pagani from Italy. He is a supercar and a hypercar maker. So exciting, exciting interview there. You're going to want to know about all the new things he's going to be coming up with in these next years. Also, I'm collaborating with MyNewsDesk.com. And MyNewsDesk.com is all about your press releases, your news releases. It's about getting with journalists all over the world. It has absolutely changed the trajectory of my business. And I couldn't be more thrilled about my collaboration with them. Oh, that's a lot to be said, but it has to be said before we get started. I've got a makeup artist today, and you know that I've been in makeup for a very long time. I was back in about 100 years, when the dinosaurs walked the earth, I used to be a model. And so I do know a few things about makeup, but nothing like our guest. But before I bring her on, I'm going to bring on a very special co-host today. So bring on Sonia. There she is. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good afternoon, or wherever everybody's listening to this. You and I are in Phoenix, and it's morning. So I'm welcoming you to the show as a co-host today because I know that you love makeup and you are working your way into beauty and influencership. And so I wanted you to be on with me today to interview our guest. You ready?
Yes. Thank you so much for bringing me on.
You're so welcome. Here she comes, everybody. Dun, 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 dun. There she is, Angela Valentino. Yay.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Good morning.
So good to see you. You're coming in from New York, and we know it's a little chilly there at the moment that we are recording this interview, but welcome to you. Your career has been so extraordinary, and it's really enough kind of just to go over to your website to see the breadth of the work that you have done. I'm going to put the ticker at the bottom so everybody that's following along can get over and take a look at what I'm looking at. So I'm going to start with the first question, and then I'm going to let Sonia kind of take over. And that is kind of when was it that you realized that you were crazy about makeup and it was going to be your life's work?
Okay, so this is a good question. It's a long story. Okay, let's start this story. Okay, everything started a long time ago. Long time ago, I was very young. I was studying at Academy of Brera of Milan. It's the most important academy of fine arts. And I was studying there like set designer and costume designer. So while I'm studying in academia, I just, how can I say? So there was a course inside the academy. And I was very interesting about that because it was a makeup courses. So nothing, I'm start to participate of this course. And I was falling in love with this scenario, because I can say scenario because it was great. And nothing, I decided to talk with this teacher. Actually, he's a famous makeup artist in Rome. He does special effects.
Who is it?
Roberto Mestroni.
No, I don't think I know. Okay.
In Cinecittà. So anyway, I decided to talk with him, and he told me, Angie, I think you have to make a makeup school, a BCM Cosmetics. Actually, is the most important makeup school in Italy right now. I did. It was a strong year, and nothing. I'm a makeup artist right now. I'm start immediately to collaborate with different fashion designer like Moncler, Iceberg, Philippe Lane, Gianfranco Ferré, Dolce Gabbana, Versace, of course. So it was interesting, and I really love my job.
Well, I used to do Ferré's shows, right?
What, sorry?
I used to do the sfilate.
Sfilate, of course. I did the makeup also for Donatella Versace. I did the makeup for different celebrities. Donatella Versace, Federica Pellegrini, the famous Italian swimmer, Justin Matera, Eleonora Casalegno. So what else? And right now, Robin Roberts in the United States for Good Morning America, the famous
icon so woman. Sonia, I'm going to let you start asking your questions.
Okay, awesome. So you kind of touched on it a little bit, but how long have you actually professionally been in the makeup field as a makeup artist?
Almost 70 years right now.
Wow.
It's a long time.
I
started to work in the theater. My first experience was for the Scala Theater. Of course, Clarissa probably knows the Scala Theater. It's the famous Sonia, the most important theater in Italy. Even in Marche, I travel a lot in Italy. Marche is a region of Italy. And then, of course, in Mediaset, I work with Barbara D'Urso in Pomeriggio 5, Gerry Scotti, Chi vuole essere milionario. And then
so you really had your A game going in Italy. I mean, you, that is the top of the top in the creme de la creme.
Yeah, exactly.
Why did you leave to go to New York?
This is another story. Mm-hmm. This is another story because when I was in the college, I decided to make a big trip, like a study holiday with a college. And we did. So we've been with a college in New York, in Los Angeles, in Las Vegas. It was apparently just a trip, okay? After that, I really love America until I was child. When I was child, I really loved America for its greatness. And when I come back to Italy after this beautiful trip, I was impressed. America impressed me so much. And I really love America at the first time, immediately. So I decided to move in New York. It wasn't easy for nothing. A visa, the process to come here, it's unbelievable.
It's
still very hard to stay here.
Yeah.
I really love New York because here you can have competition. You have a competition. It's very competitive. And I think you can really realize your dream and your goals. But you have to have the goals. If you don't have the goals, I think you already lost.
Well, you have to work. You know,
you have to work.
Yeah. So it's so funny because I lived in Italy for 30 years and I asked for Italian citizenship, but it took me 12 years to get my citizenship in Italy. So it's funny how we sort of changed places with that. Sonia, your next question, please.
Yes. So you kind of touched on it a little bit, but actual career-wise of what kind of makeup you're doing and who you're doing it on, how does that look different from Italy to New York?
Okay, so we can talk about the difference between American woman and Italian woman. I think is the best example. Okay, so there is, I think, a huge difference between American woman and Italian woman. Of course, the Italian woman, they really love makeup, like Sophia, our Sophia Loren. Then, of course, Clarissa knows. Mm-hmm. And eyeliner, black eyeliner. I think they really love an intense eye. And even lipstick, red lipstick, pink lipstick, and then, of course, it depends on the season. American woman is completely different. They really love natural. Natural foundation, they really love baby cream, not too much foundation, but just cream with a little bit foundation. They really love to mix. But I really think they prefer, just to do the makeup for the eyes, not the lipstick. The lipstick, they really love natural lipstick, no more. That's my idea. And that's my experience with American woman and Italian woman.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think it's rather natural. It's rather natural, I think.
Yeah, your lipstick is good. Yeah. My lipstick, you see, red lipstick.
Yeah, you're saying if I put on red, I look vulgar. There's like a vulgar sense if I put on red. It just never, it looked good to me on the shows, but it never looked good to me in person. So I don't go down. Sonia, next question, love.
Yes. So this one's kind of fun. So go ahead and have fun with this one. But what is your favorite look that you've ever done? And that can be on yourself or on anyone else.
Oh, can I say that I really love Marilyn Monroe and I really love her makeup 100%. In fact, red lipstick, mascara, eyeliner. I really love just to draw a little bit my eyebrow and that's it. This is my best makeup during the day and during the night.
Your signature look is your red hair.
Yeah.
What was the discovery for you behind? I'm sure you were a different color before. You were probably dark or brunette or something until you discovered
brunette.
This. Yeah. So what was the discovery? Was it someone you worked with? Was it someone that you saw? Or was it just you tried it and you loved it?
I just try, actually. I was a child. My mom was red, and I really love her. And then, I'm trying, and that's it. There we go.
Wow. You're working with, and you're doing a great show in New York City, by the way. I've watched it. It looks like it's so fun. You were out there recently. It was very cold.
Yeah.
I want to give you kudos for working outside in New York winters. So that was great. It's called Un'Italiana a New York, la rubrica del patrimonio italiano, giusto?
Yes, correct, okay. Giusto, yeah.
So how did this collaboration come about? Tell us more, it's so exciting.
Okay, so Un'Italiana a New York, or an Italian in New York, is the brand new television production by Patrimonio Italiano TV, of Italian Abroad, founded and directed by Mike Pilla and Luigi Liberti. I am an Italian in New York, and during the program I will take you around the most famous square and street of the most important city on the world, New York City. And I really think this is an alternative way to everyone to able to travel, especially right now kind of situation of the COVID. And of course, during my adventure, because I really love to call that adventure, I will meet different guests, like dancers, singers, writers, actors, etc., etc. So I think it's going to be funny. And I think it's very interesting to follow in Italiana New York. My last episode, it was in the middle of the snowstorm, just to give you an idea. So
that's a lot of fun, though. I mean, yeah. so magical anyway. When it snows in New York City, there is this super, it's like it's super magical, especially when it starts becoming a little nighttime. I lived in New York for a lot of years, right? So I actually graduated high school in New Jersey, and I was very close in proximity. So I was in the city all the time. In my first apartment, I was 19 years old before I came to Milano. When I came to Milano, I was already like 23 or something, 24. So I had a lot of years in the city. And I just, I think that when you live in New York City, it's something you take with you for a lifetime. You know, it's just really, really exciting. So, Sonia, do you have any last questions? Well, we're coming up on, we got another few minutes with Angie. Let's ask her another question.
Yes, this is another fun one. So if you could choose anyone, anywhere based, who would your dream client be?
Meryl Streep.
Ah, really?
Meryl Streep. Yeah, really. I really love her, her attitude, like actress. I think it's the best actress in the world.
Yeah, she is.
She is, 100%. Yeah. It's my dream. Agreed. I hope. I cross the finger.
Wow. So let me ask you this. I mean, I know that, do you have any plans of like either potentially one day moving to Los Angeles or working in Hollywood, or do you go back and forth?
Actually, I'm working hard now in New York. I think to stay in New York for other an year and a half, 2 years maximum. And then I was thinking to move to the West Coast. I don't know where. I really love California, Arizona too, Nevada. I was working in Las Vegas for 1 year. I was there like makeup artist. I was working in the spa in Caesar Palace Hotel, Bellagio Hotel, Venetian Hotel. I was working with private clients. I really love the West Coast for the weather and the atmosphere, and especially the people. So
what I'm hearing is yes, maybe one day, possibly. I'm going to move out there, or you could just be like, be bi-coastal, like, a lot of people do. So that's awesome. Any last questions, Sonia, coming from you?
Yes. One last one. So for people like me, maybe who aren't like necessarily super good at makeup already, what is one of your biggest tips or tricks or secrets that you just want people to know when doing their own makeup?
If you want, I can give you some advice to you. You are blonde. I really love blonde women. So, of course, you can have two options. Or something very strong, like a red lipstick and mascara and the eyes very light. Or I think you can draw a little bit your eyes brown, a little bit, and then mascara, and you can intense a little bit your eyes with brown or black and natural lipstick. That's my advice. And for you, Clarissa, I think you're good with red lipstick.
I'll try it.
Looks like a Mediterranean woman.
Why don't I try it? Maybe on our interview, I'll come with red lipstick to surprise you so you can see.
We can try together.
I'm going to show you a few things in the background. Look.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
There's some more stuff. We did those in Capri. There's my Orlane campaign. There's my hair campaign.
I love it.
Orlane campaign.
Wow.
So yeah, I've got my covers hanging up here. So it was a lot of fun. Italy was really the time of my life. Those years were golden because I was living the made in Italy years in the 80s. So we had all of the best designers. We worked with all of them on everything, and it was a dream. It was a dream. It was really a dream career too. So I that I love beauty. You know that I love Italy, and especially the Italy years. And of course, I'm an Italian citizen as well. So there's very little. Oh, I don't know why this is doing this. I'm so sorry, because it's off. My phone is off. So I have a poltergeist running around my house. But anyway,
I hope a day to become an American citizen. That's my dream.
Is it?
I'm working very hard for that.
Well, you're here, and we love having you. And I want to come to your wedding, and maybe I could do your makeup. I'll do the bride.
Of course. Yeah, of course.
I'll do the bride's makeup. Okay. How's that?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Sonia.
It was a pleasure.
You too. Ladies, thank you very much. Stay right there while I say goodbye to everybody and give them appointment for the next time. We have another extraordinary entrepreneur here in the limelight. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.